The moratorium law signed in 1998 requires a mining company to prove it can mine without causing pollution before it can get a permit. To prove that, the company must show that a similar mine somewhere else has operated for 10 years and been closed for 10 years without causing pollution. To comply with the law, Nicolet Minerals submitted data from 3 mines in Canada, Arizona, and California, but last week the DNR rejected the data from the Arizona mine as insufficient. The DNR's Larry Lynch says the company submitted only 1 year's worth of groundwater monitoring data on the Sacaton mine near Casa Grande, Arizona.
In order for us to make a finding as to the acceptability of a site under the moratorium law, we have to base it on relevant monitoring data, and there simply isn't enough data there for us to make a decision.
But a spokesperson for Nicolet Minerals says a lack of data doesn't prove the example mine caused pollution. Dale Albert says even if the Arizona mine doesn't meet the moratorium criteria, the other two mines do, and he says despite recent delays in the company's environmental studies, the project is still very much on track.
And we think the draft environmental impact statement will publish soon. It'll be a very positive document that will finally demonstrate that this project can be and will be built in an environmentally safe way.
Environmental groups opposing the mine say that's unlikely. Claire Schmidt of Wisconsin Environmental Decade says the DNR's rejection of the Arizona mine is a strong indication that none of the 3 example mines the company submitted can satisfy the strict standards of the moratorium law.
It just reassures us that the company is going to have a lot of problems finding a mine that can prove that sulfide mining works without polluting groundwater.
The DNR is still reviewing data from the Canadian and Californian mines and hasn't passed judgment on whether or not they comply with the law. Final permit decisions on the mine aren't expected until sometime in 2004. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.